stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, helping partners sell in 2Q and build pipe for 3Q Tivoli MAM execution plays and deliverables conference call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. And now at this time, I would like to turn the program over to your host, Mr. Thomas Davis. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Courtney. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for those of you in various regions around the world. My name is Tom Davis, and I'll be hosting this call along with a colleague of mine, Mary Gorzinski, who runs the channel marketing for this portfolio of Tivoli's asset management portfolio, including Maximo. Well, this is a lot going on this month. May has been a very busy month for a lot of people. We announced 7.1 of Maximo on the 16th. Of May. We went into Passport Advantage at the same time, as well as maintaining our presence in FCT. We had Pulse, Tivoli's premier worldwide event for customers, partners, and influencers such as analysts. I hope those of you who did make it found it of value. We got a lot of positive feedback, but we're always willing to learn more. And, of course, in May, we've done quite a few Tivoli Talks, which is our vehicle for communicating with you and giving you information such that you can better run your business around the portfolio of products we provide you. Before we turn the corner into June, last month of the quarter, we wanted to ensure you have seen and will be able to use the tools we have built to help you sell and market. So that's really what we're going to try to do today, is give you the content to help you drive deal closure in June, and build a pipe for 3Q. On this call, we're going to go after that and highlight some of these deliverables, show you what they are and where they are. We're then going to talk about specific actions you should be taking to drive June sales and, as I said, build a strong pipeline for 3Q. While you're on this call, I suggest if you're showing this if you're looking on the computer, to click on full screen. That'll make it more readable. Let me take you through a few charts here. First of all, the area we want to focus most on as a deliverable is our Tivoli Partner Playbooks. Playbooks is a compilation of content that help you sell and market across the sales cycle. And we'll get into this in a little bit, but I wanted to first give you an overview of it so you can see. It's got, like it's listed there, all sales, marketing, and some technical material is all on one page. It's really a portal for you. It's where we put everything. So we highly suggest you go to Tivoli Knowledge Center. It aligns with the sales cycle to help you identify, qualify, and present, propose, win, and support. So it's really your support structure to take you through that whole cycle. And it can reduce your marketing and sales investments and increase your productivity, because we're really building these for you to then customize and take to your clients. But a lot of the upfront investment you shouldn't have to make. You should be able to leverage these deliverables. Moving to the next page, page 3, gives you an idea of how this breaks down across the sales cycle, from identifying an opportunity with some of your marketing resources to get in front of the client, to qualify and present, and then to propose the solution, and then post-win, to win and support the solution with technical resources. And you've got a list of deliverables there, some of which I'll show you in the demo. So it really helps you. The telemarketing script, you shouldn't have to build that. We built that for you. Seminar materials to help you put on a world-class seminar that includes customer presentations, invitation letters, follow-up letters, invitation scripts. Then when you get into qualify and present, there's your typical sales sheet, which gives the pocket reference for every one of your salespeople to use before they go into a key meeting, just as a refresher. You've got demos and trial code, references so you can show and demonstrate the maximal leadership position in the marketplace by the very long list of references by industry that Maximo has. Collateral to help you sell. Analyst reports. We've got some very favorable results in talking with analysts that we'll share. Proposing. There's tons of stuff in there to help you with proposal templates so you don't have to generate your own. ROI tools to help you demonstrate the return on investment of making an investment in Maximo solutions, as well as access to any incentives and promotions. And then you go down the other side, and there's good product documentation, product support. Red books, which are the guide that you stand by and utilize when you do implementations that makes your delivery teams much more efficient in being productive through this book, which really gives you the tricks of the trade on how to successfully deploy a Maximo solution. And then some of the training resources to help you. Where are the classes? What are the certification requirements? Certification testing, all within a roadmap of skill development for you and your team. So now let me switch over to the Tivoli Knowledge Center and give you a feel for what we've got here. I'm going to go, everyone can see this, I'm going to go, I got to go back here. Sorry, I have to go to AppShare, so excuse me a second. Okay, great. We are now inside of the Tivoli Knowledge Center. Is this showing for everyone? Great. Let me move that to the side. Now let me go to the main point of the Tivoli Knowledge Center, right up here where I'm about to click. Here's the front page of the Tivoli Knowledge Center. Once again, your portal. This is where we put all our information. Let me give you a quick breeze through of this. You'll see here where my cursor is, there's a welcome page, an events page, a news page, and channel sales plays. Those are the things that you can execute into the marketplace. Just spending a minute going down the side here or into the welcome, you can see a couple things that I think are pretty interesting. We've announced a new accreditation program that recognizes the skill sets of our partners through certification and brings that out publicly to our clients, to you to use with other partners, and to you to use with IBMers to show the value of what you bring to the table and your investment in deep skills. Additionally, if you scroll down here a little more, you get some information about our acquisitions that have recently happened beyond MRO. And there's plenty of other information there as well. You can go into events, news, and channel sales plays as well. The other thing I'd like to highlight here is something where Mary has really the leadership position on this and develops this with good content input, and that is the IBM Maximo Business Partner Monthly News. We click on that, we go into a listing of the various newsletters that are available. I'll open a few up here, but let me just state that you get in here and the best thing you can do is subscribe to them, and then you get them monthly. So it's not a daily flash. It's a monthly newsletter focused just on Maximo. And you can see some of these topics, and I hope you find them very relevant. One's announcing the new product. Maximo Asset Management version 4.1 and previous are going to end of support in September of this year. That's very important. So we've got the letter that was sent both to the partners and the customers in here. We've got a new brochure and this new playbook we're about to go through, as well as Maximo Essentials, the sales play for our new general business SMB offering that was announced in May as well. Okay, so that is, and there's other ones in here, the playbook. Let me just quickly pull up this other one from April. These are the Pulse update. Main Control was the company MRO acquired that provided our IT asset management solutions. Well, Main Control is also going to end of support as well. And the EAM Resource Center, fantastic place to go for content, where customers, influencers, yourselves can go for very specific information on Maximo. And some reminders about demos available, always popular. So this newsletter can really keep you refreshed on what we are doing. All right, back to the main page here. What I think I want to get into is right into the playbooks. But before I do, I just wanted to highlight some of the Tivoli training roadmaps. As you can see, this really takes you through by specialty, sales specialist, technical sales, and implementation. It talks about the new Tivoli deployment accreditation program. I encourage you to read about that because that is a key initiative I think you'd be very interested in understanding and leveraging. And then we go down here further, and you will find as you scroll down, such as Tivoli Asset Management for IT, you'll see sales, technical sales, deployment. These are being updated right now. And as a general comment across everything in this Tivoli Knowledge Center, you will constantly see content refreshed. We don't do big release changes. We do the playbook, and then as content comes available, we put it in there. So I'd keep a good eye on it, and the newsletter will highlight significant changes for you. Okay, so let's go to the playbook. This month, it happens to be highlighted as one of the key things, as you can see here, new partner playbook. Maximo Asset Management. But the way I want you to navigate so you can find this playbook and the other playbook we have for the IT asset management side is to do this. Pull down, partner playbook, Maximo's on top. Down here, you'll be able to see Tivoli Service Request and Asset Manager, which is Service Request Manager and Tivoli Asset Management for IT as an integrated solution. We built that last October when we put these into Passport. We built that playbook, and it has been refreshed with 7.1 content as well as some enhancements such as the Forrester Analyst Report, which put us in a leadership position for Service Desk. So let's go to the new Maximo Asset Management playbook. So I'm clicking there, and there you go. There's the playbook. So let me walk you through it. There's a paragraph description of what Maximo Asset Management is. And common to all playbooks, so you get a common look and feel. Like I said before, here's the sales cycle. Identify, qualify, present, propose, win, and support. So let me go and pull up the sales sheet as an example here to give you an idea. I am on the... This is outside the IBM firewall, available for you to get into through your PASS Partner World ID, and to access this content. I mustn't have clicked on it. Here we go. So this sales sheet is, like I said, the thing you put in your salesperson's pocket right before they go see a client. The reason I note this is outside the firewall and I'm on wireless is the download time you may see here. This is really feature function benefits, customer environment, options from Maximo, the industry solutions, how to qualify, what their pain points are, target customers, typical sponsors. There's a lot of good content in here that I encourage you to take advantage of. So as we keep going down, I'll pick another one that I think would be of value to you, and that is the telemarketing script. As you read through this, you can really see that it is a lot of good content. We had professional script writers and telemarketing firms write this script, and I really encourage you to leverage this and not build your own. So it starts all the way from the greeting, how to deal with decision maker, how to deal with what they call a gatekeeper. If you get voicemail, a message you can leave there. And then when you're dealing with a decision maker, we drill down a little bit and make sure you're asking the right questions. You can obviously customize this. And then we go a little further down, and you're asking for a referral, right? You're not the correct decision maker. So it's really a logic tree or decision tree on how you deal with this person in the conversation. And then the way you close the call and how you deal with the operator or how you might ensure you continue the sales process. So I'd encourage you to use the telemarketing script. The other deliverables I'll mention, I think I already pre-pulled this up, are the seminar materials. There's a couple of key things in here, especially a customer presentation. So as I click on these a little bit, you get to see audience profile, customer presentation. That's a significant deliverable to use in the seminar. And several other things, like I said, follow-on letters, the invite letters, some targeted to executives, some targeted to end users. So I think that seminar package here you should really use to both invite, execute, and follow up on a seminar. I'm only going to do a few more here, but if you move over to the qualify and present column, you can see over here there's actually a very nice what we call a solutions sheet. I already have that pulled up somewhere. Yeah, I do. This is a very attractive leave behind that you can leave with your client to really. You know, it's world class. It's got the color, the glossy, a lot of good content in here that you can leverage. I'm going through this pretty fast, but it's a lot of good content that you can use as a leave behind to show them that you are representing a world class solution. Then, as you can see, there's other content in here. Like I said, this will be expanded upon as we get more and more content. So in July, you will see an ROI tool. In third quarter, you will see an ROI tool here. You will see more red books. You will see certification guides. Some of the richness you would see in the service request and asset management playbook. All right. I think that's about it. I will just quickly link over and show you where that can be. You've got your ABCs here, audience benefits competition. So you've got some quick notes there, some training. So it's all put together for you and highly navigatable and friendly, I think. If you go over to Tivoli Service Request and Asset Management Playbook, you're going to get the same look and feel, same type of content, so different title, same structure, the ABCs, training. But then you get into some of the content here, and as I said, there are some incremental things that are not in the Maximo playbook yet, right? You see some demos there, and you also see, if I go down a little further, you'll see the Forrester report, right? You got EMA report and Forrester report that you can use with your clients to share, hey, this isn't just another product. This is rated highly by the analyst community. Here's their references. Here's the analyst view. Here's my own professional sales skills. And then you go over to the right under Win and Support. I think there's some additional content here that you can leverage. Like I said, the red books, more information on certification, product requirements guide. So you've really got a lot of good content here. I'm going to wrap up the demo and go back in to the main presentation. Great. Let me go back to the chart I was on. I think we exited the demo. And this is the call to action I'd like to talk about. So on this call, we talked about all the tools that are available to you. And hopefully you got excited enough to say, wow, I could use this on this sales opportunity, or I didn't know that we had that analyst report, or God, that customer presentation looks slicker, and I was going to budget money and run a campaign at the end of 2Q. I could use that telemarketing script. Wow, I didn't know we had these references. I really could use them within this industry I'm dealing with. So there's a lot of content in there. So I'd really, really, really encourage you to take a half hour and just surf the Tivoli Knowledge Center and specifically the playbook content. That's what's been built for you. I think every one of your sales and marketing people should spend time on there. Sign up for the partner newsletter so they get the content summarized so they can go back and get the key items. It should be a key bookmark, to say the least. So let me go to this partner call to action that I've got up here. This is the activities to help you focus to close business in 2Q and build that pipeline for 3Q. End of service for 4.1 is in September. We're seeing a significant amount of the 4.1 client base saying, I want to upgrade to newer versions of Maximo to get the support I need and to take advantage of some of the newer functions and capabilities, as well as to be on the more current technology of a web-based, Java-based, standard-compliant platform. So go out to those clients, talk to them on what it's going to take to migrate, how you can help them move up to the latest version, allowing you to get further into the account, greater account control, if you will, greater customer relations, and obviously drive more revenue both on the software side and the services side. And for all these, please go after your existing install bases. We all know the existing customer is the best customer. Third one, Maximo Essentials. We built it for the general business SMB marketplace. You now have a tool that you can use for some of the smaller accounts that have a less complex asset management need, as well as use it as a seeding point inside of enterprises in their departments at a departmental level or as a pilot. And the beautiful thing is it is seamlessly upgrades to the Maximo Enterprise version, which I can't reinforce enough. Maximo Enterprise Edition that you've been used to is really what you want to lead with so you can paint the breadth of its capabilities. And then Maximo Essentials is a better fit. Proceed with that. Also, number four, go after the competition as ruthlessly as you can, especially on the IT asset management side, because IBM had a gap there and didn't have anything until the MRO acquisition. We've really committed to and grown our investment in the development and integration of the whole Maximo technology base into Tivoli's service management strategy. So, number five, those two unique things we have, the service management message of an integrated service environment, and the convergence, the ability of Maximo to uniquely manage both IT and non-IT assets. Bring those messages out to your clients. They are unique. They are differentiating. The service request manager and asset management for IT, really bring that as a bundled solution. There is significant cross-sell. When a Tivoli asset management for IT solution is implemented, 60% of the time, Service Request Manager goes with it. That's the kind of bundle selling we need to do to increase the transaction size and provide more value to your client. And lastly, the real purpose of this call was to have you leverage the deliverables we've built for you. If they're not the right ones, tell us. Your channel sales folks in the geographies are there to help you. You'll see contact information for Mary and myself. Please feel free to follow up and say, hey, I'd rather have this. That's not as much value. Or have you thought about this? We really welcome your input. Well, that's pretty much it for today. We've got a few more items. Here's our contact information for Mary and myself. Feel free to contact us. And before we get into the Q&A, I wanted to give Mary the opportunity to walk you through on page 7 some of the links that are available after this presentation that you can, you know, download this presentation and click on these links and screen show and be able to go to some of these sites. Mary?
Thanks, Tom. And so, as Tom has said, that first of all, the biggest, quickest source of information for new stuff will come in the monthly newsletter that I publish. So be sure that you're subscribing to that, and you'll get the most up-to-date new items coming out. So that's a good source. In addition, you've just heard about how to find the TKC resources, the playbooks mainly, and you can also search, if you're not searching on the playbooks, you can also search just on the products, and you've got some links here that can take you to there. Tom's taken you through the service request and asset management for IT playbook already. There are some channel sales plays out there. Let's go ahead and click that and see if it takes you there. Okay, I guess it doesn't work for me. Let's see, technical enablement roadmaps we talked about. And finally, just wanted to take you through, so we have a lot of Tivoli talks, and as Tom mentioned, over the past month, we've done an exceptional amount with all of the new announcements that we've gotten. Some of them are listed here. And so sometimes you're inundated with emails, and you don't know how to, you don't remember that there was a Tivoli talk, and you decide, I know there was a Tivoli talk on this topic. I missed it. Let me go see if I can find the replay. And so, so what happens is, let's see, let me just click over here and show you. You can click on this link that we have right here, the Software Group Marketing and Education Event Calendar, and that will take you into Partner World. I'm not sure why it's not working, but and so you'll go into Partner World, and you'll see right here events, and if you click on that, let's be here for a second. This isn't exactly where those will say find events. In Partner World, they are making some adjustments to it. So it's a little bit gloogy to navigate through now. Hopefully we'll be making some improvements to it. But let me just take you through, because this is new as of the end of April. So for the time being, this would be how you would find a Tivoli talk on Maximo. So you'd go through here, and you'd select software, and you'd select Tivoli, so that gets you down to 295 events that are available for Tivoli. And so what you would do is, because you don't want to search through 295, you'd go into this additional search values and type in here Tivoli Talk. Go ahead and hit search. That'll get the search down quite a bit for you. Let's just give it a minute. Okay, and so then you can see here, it gets you, well, it cuts it into a third, 106. So if you go down here, if you know the title, like today's call right here, is right here, or that's actually tomorrow's version of it. Today's version of it is number 6. But you can see here, so you can just look, and everything you see, you know, MAM, You can come down here. You can see number 9, Tivoli Talk on the Maximo 7.1 Linear Asset Management. You know, number 12, what's new with 7.1. Number 14, 7.1 Asset Management Essentials. Number 18, Passport Advantage. Number 20, Maximo 7.1 Launch Overview, et cetera, et cetera. So this right here is a good way, I think, a little bit more convenient to find them in case you forget when it was, and the replays will be posted here as well. The only thing I'll draw your attention to as a bit of caution is on the right-hand side, the dates listed here. Like if you remember that the date for example, today's call, is May 29th on number 6 here, you see that the date doesn't match it. So that's one of the items that Partner World is going to fix. But for right now, don't pay attention. I wouldn't pay attention to the date here if you're trying to look for something and sort by a date, because that won't help you. It's better to sort by the title once you get into the Tivoli Talk section of Tivoli. So now I can go back to, our application. Oops. That was pretty much all I wanted to show. So, Tom, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. Thanks, Mary. Mary did that because it's important for you to have access to where this material is. So, Mary, I appreciate you going through that. Like Mary said, we're going to enhance the interface and make it easier to find, but that's where it is. That's where it is now, but you can see the majority of the information we provide you is inside of Tivoli Knowledge Center. So we wish you good selling in the rest of the quarter. You know where we are, and hopefully you found this Tivoli Talk to be beneficial. It is the last one you will hear from us. We will do none in June, and that's a cross Tivoli statement. So you will be free to go sell and market and service your clients without any more IBM Tivoli Talks, except where you choose to listen to the replays. So thanks so much, and have a great day.
That does conclude today's program. We thank you for attending, and have a great day.